going to be Loggers basketball under their own basket. Here's Lily Miller. She gets it into Mateoff, the seal right by the basket. Matea puts it up. She's short, rebounded by the Lumberjills. They're going to take it down right side. Little dribble penetration, then kick it back out into the free throw line, but taken away by Matea, left side. Matea with her left hand crosses over, gets it over to DeLon up top to Lily Miller. She's going to set up this offense here. Lily gets it to DeLon and over to Knack. Knack's going to bring it back up to the top into Matea at the high post. Finds Lily Miller cutting to the basket. Lily Miller, she's fouled. She's going to go to the basket. Foul on Braylee Wiles. So Lily Miller at the line here. 16:44 to go in this first half. It's 2-0, Loggers. First free throw good from Lily. And second one up for Lily Miller. That one good as well. Four quick points here for Lily Miller. That's a nice start. Getting some instant offense out of her. Lady Smith against this press. They get across half court. Break the press. They get it into the corner, left corner, into the high post, looking for someone to pass to. She drives the basket. Basket's good there. And that one was good there from Marika Gago for two. Nice penetration into the basket, kind of hooped around Kendra, and got in there. Knack almost turns it over at the top. She regathers. And this time it is a takeaway, another one. And Maya Gago, the junior, she's feisty up at the top. A couple steals here to start out. All right, she gets into the lane. Here's a kick out to the corner. Lady Smith doesn't seem like they want to shoot real deep shots here, trying to get it inside. They do. Here, we got a deep two, and it's good. Toes on the line. What do we call that, Nate? We're shot in the game.
We're shot in the game.
Toes on the line. Hey, when you make it, it's not so bad. 15:43 to go. Here's a give and go to Knack. She misses. We're tied up at 4:15:38 to go. And Ladysmith brings it up left side into the left corner against this 1-3-1 from the Loggers. There's another takeaway from Matea. Matea ahead of the pack. Right side. Layup is good. 6-4, Loggers leading. 15:22 to go. Ladysmith breaks the press ahead of the pack all the way to the basket. And the bucket's good. For Ladysmith, that was Millen, Courtney Millen. And here is Timmers for the Loggers. Get over to Matea. Finds a flashy Lily Miller to the basket. She's going to put it up. That one no good. Timmers right there for the rebound. No good. She gets it again. And now we're going to get a jump ball. I believe we do. It's going to stay with the Loggers. Just under 15 minutes to go here. It's 6-6. All right, Lily Miller taking it in for the Loggers. And taken away by Ladysmith, but tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Loggers. All right, Miller taking it in again. Finds Belon going to the basket. Belon with a quick bucket. Anna Belon makes it 8-6. Is Ladysmith against this full court press, a diamond and one. They get across. They do get it across. And into the corner, three-point shot goes up. It's no good. Miller with the rebound. Ladysmith player down, hobbling. She gets back up. Might have hurt her leg. Here's Miller with no one guarding her. Oh, keep attacking. They're not guarding you. Anna Belon to the basket. She misses. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it out to Matea. Matea for three. That one no good. Here's Miller, weak side. She's fouled, going to the line again. And it was Courtney Millen who came up hobbling. I think she's going to get a sub in for her. Not sure what she did. Hurt her knee, hurt her ankle, but she's not feeling too good here right now. All right, Lily Miller going to shoot two free throws here. There was just a little bit of an injury timeout there. Courtney Millen, hopefully she's doing okay. They're going to get a trainer to come look at her. All right, here's Lily Miller, first free throw. That one's short. 14:16 to go here in this first half. It's 8-6. Lady Loggers leading. Willie Miller has one more free throw coming. That one up. That one's good for Miller. Makes it 9-6. Going to get a sub in here. Potacek comes in for Ladysmith. And it's Kelsey Millen that checks out. All right, Ladysmith gets it in. Here's that full court press. Getting across Mateus Long's arms. That's the hard part. They get trapped in the corner, but get the ball away. Ladysmith from three. It's blocked away by Knack. Picked up by Belon. Belon just going to bring it up left side. Gets it to Matea. Matea, right side over to Sarah Knack. Sarah going to set this offense from the top. Gets it to Timmers. Timmers up top to Miller. Over to Matea. Matea working around the perimeter. Finds Belon flashing to the basket, and Anna Belon finishes again. It's 11-6. Ladysmith breaks the press again. Double dribble, though. That's what the pressure will do. Double dribble turnover there. It's going to be Loggers basketball. 13:33 to go. It's 11-6. Lady Loggers leading the Ladysmith Lumberjills early on in this first half. Here's Knack for the Loggers. Belon with a foot on the line. No good. Rebounded by Miller, and I think she traveled. Yep. She did. Lily Miller, nice hustle here tonight. There we go. Lane Abraham. A little Logger legend showing up here behind us. Ladysmith breaks the pressure, puts up a three-point shot. That one no good. And Lily Miller rips that one away, gives it to Matea. Ahead to Timmers. Timmers finishes. That's Loggers basketball. And that's going to be a timeout there. We're going to send it back. It's 13-6. Lady Loggers leading. Let's see what timeout we got here. It's a 30-second timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
And welcome, everybody. Jeff Hakenin along with Nathan Podewelt here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It is a 13-6 lead for the Lady Loggers over the Ladysmith Lumberjills. There's another turnover, no, off of the press. Matea Eckert had kicked it. It's going to be stay with Ladysmith. But it's playoff action here, second round of regionals. And our Lady Loggers leading right now 13-6 with 13:04 to go. Ladysmith, they get it in against this pressure. A turnover tapped away by Lily Miller. She gets it back over to Belon left side. She's blocked, goes out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Loggers. Loggers out of bounds under their own basket. Here's Lily looking to get it in. She finds Knack. Knack back to Lily. Out to Matea. Matea, a little pump fake. Loggers reverse it. Skip pass over to Timmers on the left side. Over to Belon, a give and go to Timmers. It's tipped out of bounds. No, it's going to be out on Kendra. It's Ladysmith basketball. Rayleigh Williams checks in. Anna Belon checks out. Nice start there for Anna Belon. And there's another turnover. They get it down to Matea by the basket, and she's fouled and one. Ladysmith throwing it in. It was picked away by who got it? Was it Lily?
I believe it
they
was.
They immediately threw it to Kendra, or to Matea by the basket. She turns around, puts it in, and she's fouled. Going to go to the line. It's 15-6. Free throw up for Ecker. Matea, good. 16-6. And Ladysmith against this pressure again. Another turnover. There's Knack. Knack tries finding Matea by the basket, but throws it out of bounds. It's going to be Ladysmith basketball. 12:33 to go. Loggers up by 10. Ladysmith gets it in. They're working from left to right here. Little skip pass. Looks like they're going to break the half court. There they do. All right, they're going to set up their offense. They got a shot from the top. Not going to do it. Ladysmith goes to the corner. It's taken away by Lily Miller, who throws it ahead. Left-handed layup is good. Lily Miller. Special here to start out this game. Matea finishes it, but Lily with the steal and the assist. Ladysmith with the ball. Attacks all the way to the basket. Basket's good there. That was Marika Gagel. And it is 18-8, 11:53 to go. Loggers with the ball, working the perimeter. Here's Rayleigh Williams from about 17 feet. It's good. Good to see Rayleigh Miller or Rayleigh Williams make a shot here. 20-8. Ladysmith bringing it up left side. Going to get a foul on Knack with the pressure. A little too much pressure. Got her body on her. And Lager's going to back it off to just a 1-3-1 half-court defense. 11:36 to go. Here's Ladysmith with the ball. That's Maya Gagel, the point guard. Gets it across half-court. Gets it to the corner. And a little dribble penetration into the lane, and it kicked back out. Who's there again? Lily Miller. And it's going to be out of bounds on Ladysmith. Lily Miller. The defensive presence has been everything here to start out. 11:21 to go. It's 20-8. All right, here's Knack. For the Loggers, a little skip pass to Matea in the left corner. Gets it into Kendra in the lane. A little turnaround hook shot, no good. Rebounded by Ladysmith, and they're going to bring it up. And that's Millen. She was thought about the three, then threw it to the corner. And it was Ellison Tucker missing the three-point shot. And then on the rebound, they're going to get a foul on, I believe that was on Sarah Knack. It was. We're going to get Leah Harper into the game for the first time. Leah checking in for Sarah Knack. Ladysmith ball under their own basket. They get it in. They get it out to the three-point line. Going to work the perimeter. All right, from the top, little dribble penetration. Shot goes up. It's no good. Gets her own rebound. Another shot up for Ladysmith. Ladysmith, three rebounds in a row. Doing a nice job. Here's a three-pointer. That one's no good. Another Ladysmith rebound. And it's Maya Gagel with the ball here again. Maya Gagel, the point guard, going to set things up. All right, Ladysmith with four offensive rebounds on that possession. Here's a three-point shot. That one's good. That one from Braylee Wiles. She makes it 20-11. All those offensive rebounds turned into something nice for him. And here's Kendra Timmers, left side by the basket. Shot is good. Kendra Timmers, nice entry pass in there. Got it by the low block. Made a move. Hit the bucket. Made it 22-11. 10:03 to go here. Here's another three-point shot up. That one, no good. A little bit long from Wiles. And it's going to go to the Loggers. Substitution in. Potacek comes in for Ladysmith. And Leah Harper going to bring the ball up for the Loggers. Harper from the top, over right side to Miller. And to Matea in the corner, back up to Miller at the wing. Lily looking to get inside. They're going to reverse it. Here's Rayleigh on the left side. Get pass to Harper. She hits it down low to Lily Miller. Lily aggressive going to the basket. She's fouled again. She's going to go to the line. Lily Miller going to need her offensive presence in playoffs if they're going to make a run here. That was one thing we had seen a lot going in here. They're really reliant on Matea. But Lily Miller hits her first free throw. Gain that confidence. Shoot that ball, girl. 23-11. Second one coming here for Lily. That one up. That one no good. And rebounded by Ladysmith. 9:38 to go. It's 23-11. Phillips Loggers leading the Ladysmith Lumberjills here in second round of playoff action. Ladysmith with the ball up at the top of the key. Looking, working around the perimeter. They go right side. Loggers still in a 1-3-1. They've stuck with it the whole game here so far. All right, here's a shot from the corner, or from the wing. That one good as well. Three-point shot again for Braylee Wiles. And that's what Ladysmith needs to do. Find those weak spots in the zone and make the baskets. That's what they did right there. It's 23-14. Loggers with the ball. Here's Lily Miller from the top. Over to Harper. And Rayleigh Williams for three this time. She shoots it. That one no good. Rebounded by Ladysmith. It's going to be Wiles all the way to the basket, and it's good. Wiles makes it 23-16. Loggers leading 8:42 to go here. Here's Matea over to Miller and up top to Harper. Leah. Left side to Matea. I want to find Matea down by the basket. Here's Miller back over to Matea. She's going to shoot the three. Matea hits a three-pointer. That's a big one right there. 8:19 to go. It's 26-16. Back to a 10-point lead. Anna Belon going to check in. Sarah Knack going to check in for the Loggers. And here is Ladysmith. Wiles gets it up top to Potacek. Potacek from the wing. Ladysmith against this Loggers defense. Nothing easy here. Loggers moving really well. Ladysmith gets it into the low block. A quick move, and the basket's good over Matea. That was Marika Goggle. And Harper brings it up. It's 26-18. Loggers leading. Here's Harper. Over to Miller. Into Matea. Into Kendra. Kendra tips it back out, almost taken away. Now Rayleigh has it on the wing. No one looking very assertive. And Mike Egerbrecht is going to call a timeout. He's going to call a timeout. A little stagnant there. It's a full timeout. It's 26-18 with 7:31 to go. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Aiken and Nathan Podewald's here coming off this timeout here. The Lady Loggers in second-round playoff action taking on the Ladysmith Lumberjills. And it is the Loggers with the ball here. Kendra Timmers had it. She was fouled down by the basket. It's going to be Loggers basketball under their own basket. 7:20 to go. It's 26-18. They find Kendra coming out of that by the free throw line. She banks it in. Back to a 10-point lead, 28-18. Ladysmith's turn. Here's Goggle from the top against a 2-1-2 now for the Loggers. Goggle gets some penetration, kicks it back out. All right, Ladysmith trying to figure out how to play this against this defense. Three-point shot goes up from Goggle. She misses. Rebound from Matea. Gets it ahead to Lily Miller. That pass just a little too far. 6:49 to go. It's a 10-point lead for the Loggers, 28-18. Here's Ladysmith again. Their turn. Pick the ball up at the top, get it to the left wing. Now down in the corner. Ladysmith from the left side. Get it into the high post. Kick it back out, not looking to do anything from that spot. All right, still trying to figure this offense out. The only thing there is the wing shot. They put that one up. It's no good. And rebound by Lily Miller, taken away from Ladysmith. And they're going to try it again. Ladysmith, they're going to have to take this wing shot. It feels like that's all they've got. They miss. They get the rebound, though, a long rebound on a three-pointer. And they rebound, get it into the basket. And that's Marika Goggle. She's fouled. And she's fouled by Anna Belon. She's going to go to the line for two free throws. 6:07 to go. It's 28-18. Here's Gago for free throw. Number one is no good. Kendra comes out. Casey Quinnell checks in. Second free throw for Gago, no good. And guess what? Ladysmith getting all the rebounds here tonight. And they're hustle rebounds. They're not tough ones down by the basket. They're the long rebounds. And here's Ladysmith, another chance from the top. Working the ball around. They're going to shoot another three-pointer. That one's good. Braylee Wiles. Is that her third one?
That is her third one.
All right. Makes it 28-21. These loggers with the ball. Quinnell has it at the top of the key. Getting it to Matea. To Knack. Knack tries finding Belon. Turns it over. Ladysmith ball. 5.5 minutes to go. Ladysmith pushing right side. That's Hoyt. All the way to the basket, and she's fouled by the basket. Ladysmith, a bit of a momentum run right here. It's 28-21, 5:24 to go. Ladysmith shooting free throws. Ellison Tucker at the line. First free throw is a little long, no good. Brielle Mesko checking in for the first time. Sarah Knack coming out. She's got three fouls. And it's Courtney Millen back into the game after that ankle injury earlier on.
Still got a slight limp and noticeable.
All right, that free throw's good there from Tucker. Makes it 28-22. It's a six-point game. We got a ball game here. That's what playoffs are about. Loggers with the ball. Little skip pass to Lily Miller. Almost taken away. Oh, she's fouled all over her. My goodness. Ladysmith comes away with and travels. Nope, they call the travel. Second late. Wow, Lily was clobbered. Ref letting him play. 5:07 to go. 6-point lead for the Loggers. All right, Loggers get it in. Casey Quinnell from the top. Over to Lily Miller. Lily down in the corner to Brielle. Brielle, she's going to dribble out of it. Finds Belon by the wing. Belon turns around. That one's short. Rebound by Quinnell. Here's Brielle. She's going to shoot it. That one was blocked. It's short. Ladysmith comes away with it, and they're going to go up left side. Ladysmith down by the basket, driving into the lane. And it's going to be a foul on the Loggers on the ground. That one on Anna Belon again. Mike may think about going into a man-to-man here soon. Here's a unique out-of-bounds formation, kind of a diagonal line play. All right, here's the three-point shot. Goes up. That one no good. Rebounded by who? Ladysmith. 4:36 to go. Ladysmith from the right side. Tries driving in. They find it in by the basket. So if they're going to call the foul on the ground. That was Courtney Millen. We had the injury earlier. Made a nice move to the basket. Loggers luckily fouled before she put the shot up. And three-point shot from the corner is no good. Millen with the rebound. The putback is no good, and it's going to go to the Loggers. Loggers up by six here right now. Haven't had a fast break in a little while. Kendra Timmer is going to check back in just a minute here. Here's Brielle Mesko. Mesko throws that one away. Ladysmith going the other way. Mesko gets ahead of her, but they're going to call a foul on her. And I think that's going to be free throws for Ladysmith. It is. And at the line, that's Marika Gago. All right, Quinnell comes out. Belon comes out. Kendra came in. I didn't see Rayleigh Williams maybe came in.
That's correct.
All right, first free throw good there for Gago, Marika Gago. 4:13 to go. It's 28-23. Ladies are making a gain of this one. Second free throw up. That one good as well. It's a four-point ball game. All right, Loggers' turn. This is Brielle Mesko from the top. She gets across half court. Dribbles into the corner. Gets it to Matea. Matea back to Mesko. Brielle back to Matea. Matea in by the lane. She's fouled and won. And that's just what we said, Nate. Got to find Matea by the basket. And they do. She hits it. Makes it 30-24. Just under 4 minutes to go. And it's Kelsey Millen checking in for Ladysmith. Here's Matea for the and one. Free throw up and good for Matea. Makes it 31-24. Loggers need more of that, more Matea by the basket. Ladysmith turned back to the 1-3-1 with Matea at the top. That was working well earlier. Little dribble drive from Goggle, the point guard. She gets in, puts a shot up, rebounded by Ladysmith. They're going to try again, and there's a travel up at the wing. Travel on Potacek. Loggers basketball. They're up 7. 3:40 to go. And Maya Goggle going to put some pressure on Brielle. They get it ahead to Rayleigh. Williams, she picks up and shuffles her feet to travel. Ladysmith basketball. All right, Lager's going to put a little bit of pressure with Matea here, kind of half court, 1-3-1. Gago turns it over, get it ahead to Matea. Matea looking to push, finds Lily by the basket. Lily kicks it back out. Here's Rayleigh, finds Matea again against Gago, dribbles into the lane. Oh, my gosh,
wow.
How did she find Kendra? A beautiful dime to Kendra. She finishes back to a 9-point lead, 3:11 to go. Here's Ladysmith turn. It's 33-24. And Lily gets her hands on the ball. No jump ball. Ladysmith. 1-3-1 with Matea at the top, causing problems at the perimeter. Gago drives in. Nice pass down opposite of the basket. And a blocking foul on Mesko. I think they're going to call it on Mesko. No, they call that one on Rayleigh Williams. 2:53 to go. Leah Harper checks back in. It's 35-24. And Kiera Hoyt, or I'm sorry, Ellison Tucker. She's going to shoot free throw. .253 to go here. It's bonus right now. One free throw coming here for Tucker. That one is no good. Rebounded by Timmers. Timmers gets it to Harper. Harper to Matea. Matea going to bring it up. Skip pass up to Lily Miller. Finds Rayleigh back to Miller. Going to get Matea in the high post. Try to find her in the high post. All right. Loggers. Here's Rayleigh Williams for 3. Oh, a big one for Rayleigh. Rayleigh was open from the left wing and hits it. Makes it 38-24. Seems like just a couple minutes ago it was a 4-point game, Nate.
It was.
2:21 to go here. Here's Ladysmith. Goggle. Little dribble penetration. Gets it left side. There's a travel. Rayleigh Wiles took a couple too many steps. And here's the Loggers turn. 2:15 to go. Loggers up by 14. Leah Harper. It's across half court. To Williams. Skip pass to Miller. Miller into Matea at the high post to Kendra. 16 feet away. She hits it. Loggers starting to feel it. 36-26. Why did everything just change?
I don't know.
All right. We don't know if that was a 14-point lead before. We'll find out if this score is right here. Now it says it's a 10-point game. Minute 45 to go. All right. They just changed it again. 38-25. 24. All right. There we go. 38-24. They're going to give them a minute.
But their last points for the Loggers, is that Kendra?
You'll tend to find out there's some mirrors down there. Minute 41 to go. It's Loggers basketball. Lily Miller going to bring it up for the Loggers. Gets across half court. Goes to the right wing. Gives it to Kendra. Kendra in the corner. And skip pass. That's not a skip pass. Almost a turnover. Lily Miller ends up with it. She's got it up to Harper at the top. Over to Rayleigh. Rayleigh tries to squeeze a pass in. It's no good. And Ladysmith steals it. Gago the other way. She misses a jumper. Lily rebounds it. Picks it up. Here's some pressure from Ladysmith. Rayleigh ahead to Timmers. Timmers out to Matea. Kendra looked like she had a lane, but passed it off here. Loggers a 14-point lead just under a minute to go now. They might be patient here for a while. Here's Rayleigh. A lot of pressure on her. Here's Miller now up from the top. Loggers running some clock off here. Miller crosses over, gets into the lane. Back out to Harper. To Kendra. And almost taken away. And stepping out of bounds. Maya Gago with the defensive pressure. Forces a turnover, but immediately stepped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Loggers. 39 seconds to go. It's 38 24. Loggers leading by 14. Loggers trying to run this clock out. It's a little bit scary, though. 32 seconds to go. They're doing it, though.
Yep.
We almost seen 14 turnovers. All right, here's Miller. Loggers ball under their own basket. Get it into Matea. No, it's turned over. Ladysmith going the other direction. Right side. That's Gago all the way to the basket. A tough basket there from Marika Gago. 20 seconds to go. Makes it a 12-point lead for the Loggers. And here's Matea with 15 to go from the top. Back to Williams. Back to Matea. Matea, 11 seconds. Keep in your hand. Matea out to Miller. No one's going to want to shoot this one. Kendra's going to have to. She does. By the basket. Almost got it. She missed it. Ladysmith rebounds. And that's the final at halftime. It's 38-26. Lady Loggers leading the Ladysmith Lumberjills here in Phillips in second-round playoff action. We're going to send it back to 98 Cute Country and on the Civic Media app for a five-minute timeout.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried-and-true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, Plus, items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin along with Nathan Podwells here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It is second round of regionals playoff action here, and our Phillips Lady Loggers leading the Ladysmith Lumberjills. That's a lot of L's in that. It's kind of not so easy to say. Leading Ladysmith right now, 38-26. We're at halftime here right now. This is the Forward Bank halftime show. And it was a nice late run by the Loggers to build this little bit of a lead here. It was kind of a big start for the Loggers. And then Ladysmith came back hard, threw a big punch. The Loggers were able to weather the storm, build back a little bit of a lead here. And, you know, I almost sensed that the Ladysmith was maybe getting a little tired, this pressure from the Loggers here defensively, doing its thing here, causing some turnovers and whatnot. But how many scores here, Nate?
They're right there.
Oh, you got scores right here for me. All right. We've got leading scores here. We're going to go over that right now. For the Phillips Loggers, we've got Matea Eckert with 12, Kendra Timmers with 10, Lily Miller with 6, but she's been a star here tonight on both ends. Rayleigh Williams has 6. Anna Belon's got 4. For Ladysmith, Rayleigh Wiles with 11, and Marika Goggle with 10. Then we got Courtney Millen with 2, Kelsey Millen with 2, and Allison Tucker with a basket. Loggers leading by 12 here right now. And, you know, well, we haven't seen the Loggers with any man-to-man defense here yet. We might see something like that coming up, I would think, in this second half. Another thing that the Loggers can switch to, but the Loggers so fun to watch with their full court, their transition game. When they're able to get a stop and get the ball ahead, they're so good at finishing. Lily Miller and Kendra and Matea, they seem to really be able to find each other. They've been playing together so long. But that's the halftime report here right now. It's 38-26. Loggers leading Ladysmith here right now. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app again here for a two-minute timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Now that it has gotten cold, your battery has to work much harder to start your vehicle. If it's not performing at its best, it may not be enough to get you where you need to go. Luckily, Medford Motors' mobile service is able to come right to you and see if your battery can give you top-notch performance free of charge. If it's not up to par, we can replace it right on the spot. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to get your vehicle cranking.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin here, along with Nathan Podwelts here in Phillips, Wisconsin. And halftime just about over. Both teams going back onto the court. It is the Phillips Lady Loggers leading the Ladysmith Lumberjills 38-26 here going into the half. I think it's going to be Loggers basketball. I'm not quite sure. And we're going to find out here in just a moment here. So it's going to be Ladysmith basketball. The Ladysmith now working from right to left in front of us here. In their purple uniforms with white lettering are Phillips Loggers. Their white uniforms, the black lettering, a little orange on there. And here's Ladysmith. Going to try to get it in. They do here. Second half underway. Here's Goggle from the top for Ladysmith. Looking for a screen. Goggle gets it to the corner. Against a 1-3-1 yet here. Here's a skip pass to the left side. And Ladysmith down, tries getting into the corner, throwing it out of bounds. The pressure defense from the Loggers, again, forcing a turnover. It's going to be Loggers basketball. Saranac going to bring it up for the Loggers from the top of the key. Left side over to Miller. Lily back up to the top. Lily back over to, Knack back to Miller left side. Back and forth game between these two. Saranac, she's going to drive in a little floater. Banks it in from about 10 feet. Saranac for two makes it 40-26. 17-20 to go here in this ball game. Ladysmith breaks the pressure and had a lane to the basket, but didn't know what to do with it. Picked it up. Ladysmith going to set their offense. Here's Goggle from the top. Kicks it left side. Ladysmith with the ball. Back up to the top. Goggle, she's quick. She's fast all the way to the basket. Travel. They're not going to give it to her. Goggle working hard here tonight for Ladysmith. She's a fun kid to watch. 17 minutes to go. Loggers up by 14. Here's Knack, picks up her dribble at the top. Over to Belon. Back to Knack. Knack, left side now to Miller. Get it into Kendra in the low block. Kendra looking for somewhere to go. She's trapped. Out to Lily. Lily. Up to Knack. Still looking to find Matea. They do. Opposite side. Knack finds Matea. Matea puts it up. Gets her own rebound. And then she's fouled. She's going to go to the line. That foul on Goggle. Maya Goggle, I should say. And first free throw from Matea. No good. Just rattled out. She's got another one coming here with 16:35 to go. Second one up and no good. Rebounded by Ladysmith. 16:33 to go. Ladysmith ball. Down by 14. They get it to the corner. Three-point shot goes up. Oh, and that's Wiles again. That's her fourth one, isn't it, Nate?
Yep.
Makes it 40-29. Here's Miller this time. Trying to get it into Matea. It's tipped away. Over to Belon, and they find it Matea that way. Matea turns around, a tough shot, gets it to go. 42-29, 16 minutes to go. Ladysmith breaks the press, gets it to their half of the court. Going to get it into the low block. Kick it back out, opposite side, now to the left side. Shot goes up, it's no good. Nice rebound from Kendra Timmers. Lily Miller, she's going to push it up left side, back to the center. Top of the key, finds Knack in the corner. She's going to shoot the three. Oh, it just rimmed out. Rebound by Timmers, no good. And Eckert gets the rebound, puts it back. She's fouled. The shot was no good, but she's going to the line. Not sure who that foul was. That foul was on Marika Goggle, her third. Here's Eckert. First free throw, good. What do you say? A good shooter never misses three in a row. 15:35 to go. It's 43-29. Matea makes it 44-29. And Ladysmith going to push the ball up. Going to try to get it in quick. But this pressure from the Loggers. And Ladysmith stuck way back deep. And they cross over, get into their half of the court, break the press. Good job from Ladysmith. Right side at the wing here, Lily slaps that one away. And I think, did they call her with a foul? I believe they did.
Yep.
So Lily Miller with a foul, a little too aggressive. Going to be side out of bounds for Ladysmith. 15:17 to go. 44-29. Here's Goggle from the top for Ladysmith. Picks up her dribble, gets it into the high post. Ladysmith turns around. Oh, and a little reach foul on Matea. Some nice flow going earlier on. Now we're getting some whistles. Ladysmith ball under their basket. Up top, they get it in. Into the corner. Here's a three-point shot goes up. It's no good. Rebounded by Ladysmith, though. And they kick it out. Gago's going to try for three. She gets it. Maya Gago. Might be her first points of the game. Makes it 44-32. Quickly, the Loggers get it up. I think that was Lily Miller from the left side. And here's Gago. She's going to break the press by herself. Gets a three-point shot for Wiles. Wiles can hit that one. Kendra tips it to Belon. Belon comes away with it. And they're going to fix the basket. The net was stuck up in the rim. They're going to fix it. And we're going to need someone taller that can jump. Where's Lane Abraham when we need him? Someone's going to have to get up there and jump up there. Here, we got something here. It's like the principal going to come and save the day. See if he can get it. There, he got it out. And he gets the cheers. Everyone loving the principal right now. He doesn't always get that, does he? All right, it's going to be Loggers basketball here. 14:32 to go. They get it into Knapp. She's going to bring it up from the top. Loggers leading by 14. It's 46-32. Here's Lily Miller into Eckert, back to Miller, down into Kendra, and out to Eckert for three. That's pretty basketball. Inside, outside, inside, and back out. Matea hits the three. 49-32. Going to get a full timeout here from Ladysmith with 14:12 to go. It's the Loggers 49, Ladysmith 32. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers.
In Phillips, Wisconsin, it is round two of playoff action. 14 minutes to go in this ball game here. It's the Phillips Loggers leading and hosting the Ladysmith Lumberjills.
49-32.
49-32. Thank you, Nate. 14 minutes to go. Lady Smith misses a shot, and Matea gets the rebound. It goes coast to coast. Matea makes it 51-32. And there she gets a steal as well. And she's going to go left side, floats and hangs, and got the basket. Makes it a 21-point lead, 53-32. Matea putting on a show here in this second half. Lily with the steal. Ahead to Matea. That's the fast break Lake Verlager offense we know we've seen for so many years here. Getting to be the end of an era over here in Phillips. The end of a dynasty, I should say. This is the last of the run here with this group here and Mike Egebrecht. 13-10 to go here. Loggers up 55-32. Ladysmith with the ball. Ladysmith, little skip pass. They get a shot from about 8 feet out. It's a little bit long. Ladysmith rebounds, though, and they get a pass quickly down by the basket. Shot goes up. It's missed, but she's fouled. And that was Marika Goggle. Nice offensive post move from her, drawing the foul. Almost made the basket. She's at the free throw line for two. First one up is short. And Rayleigh Williams and Leah Harper checking in. Matea Eckert and Anna Bielan checking out for the Loggers. And free throw, second free throw is up. That one no good as well. Rebounded by Rayleigh Williams. She tracked it down in the corner. Ladysmith steals it away. Sarah Knack slaps it out, and it's going to stay with the Loggers. I'm sorry, with Ladysmith. 12:47 to go in this ballgame, 55-32. Phillips leading Ladysmith. Here's a three-point shot from the corner. It's no good for Ladysmith. Rebounded by Lily Miller. Loggers going the other way. Lily gets across half court. Where Rayleigh? She's open for three. Rayleigh misses that three-pointer. Ladysmith with the rebound. They're going to have a fast break opportunity. Knack ahead, almost steals it away, but Goggle with a nice layup and makes it 55-34. Here's Miller against the pressure. She's fouled. Ladysmith trapped her, smothered her in the corner. Lily fought through it. She was fouled. That one on Maya Goggle, her second. And here's Leah Harper. Harper. Over to Miller, left side. Loggers have the ball. 12:13 to go in this ballgame. And there's another turnover. Ladysmith ahead of the crowd. And they get their chance at some full court action. That's Marika Goggle with the finish. Here, Loggers get it ahead to Lily Miller. She turns it around. We're going to get a jump ball. Ladysmith. Little momentum run of their own. And Lily gets a break. Matea Eckert checks back in. 11:57 to go here in this ballgame. The 19-point lead for the Loggers. Harper with the ball gets it to Williams. Rayleigh. Skip pass just squeaks it by the defender. She was pushed. Oh, Sarah Knapp was bumped while she shot it. Hit it from about 8 or 10 feet out. And she's going to go to the line for a 3-point play. Saranac from the line. Free throw is good. Makes it 58-36, 22-point lead, 11:48 to go. Here's Goggle and Ladysmith. Over to the right wing. Against this 1-3-1, a skip pass, three-point shot goes up. Oh, it just rimmed out for Wild. She's made four of them here tonight. Here's Matea, a little hezzy, and dumps it off to Kendra by the basket. She misses. Ladysmith rebounds, going the other way. Here's Millen. I'm sorry, Goggle. To her sister, Goggle, I'm guessing. And left side to Wiles. Back up to Goggle. Here's Wiles open for three again. She's going to try one more time. It just rims out. She's got to keep shooting because they're right there. Here's Matea ahead to Harper. Kicks it back out. Matea for three. That one's short. And here is a rebound by Ladysmith. They throw it ahead to Goggle. And Goggle finishes it. Ladysmith having some fun right now. They're down by 20 points, but fast breaks always make this game a little better. 10:49 to go here. 20-point lead for the Loggers. They have the ball. Lily Miller, Casey Quinnell set to check in. Here's Rayleigh over to Knack. She shoots the long two. It's no good. And rebounded by Eckert, but she was falling out of bounds. Ladysmith throws it ahead. Who's it going to be out on? It's going to go to the Loggers. Ladysmith threw it ahead. Sarah Knack hustled down. Made the play, turned it over. Here's Lily Miller and Casey Quinnell checking in. 10.5 minutes to go. It's 58-38. Harper gets it in against his pressure. Back to Miller. Miller crosses over. Finds Quinnell, but throws it out of bounds. Loggers turn it over. It's going to be Ladysmith ball. Side out of bounds. All right, here's Goggle from the top. Left side. Back to the top. Against, still a 1-3-1 here for the Loggers. Loggers, Lily Miller tips that one out of bounds. Going to stay with Ladysmith. Side out of bounds for Ladysmith. 10:06 to go. 58-38 still the score. Ladysmith gets it into the corner. And back up to the wing, setting up their offense. All right, to get into Tucker in the by the elbow, she kicks it back out. And Ladysmith got away with a double dribble there. Thought about the three-pointer, passes it up. Left side now. All right, nice little pump fake. Shot goes up, blocked by Matea. Ladysmith still with the ball. They get it into the higher low post. Here's a shot from about 6 feet up off of the backboard. That one's good. That was Kelsey Millen. And going to get a jump ball. Defense nice there by Ladysmith. It's 58-40, 9.5 to go. It's Ladysmith ball. All right, Ladysmith. They get it in. Up by the half court line. They get it to the wing, right side. Looking to get it into the low block. Back up to the wing now. Into the low block. And back out. Pump fake from three. Moving the ball well here. Loggers moving nicely on defense as well. Now they get it into the low block. Find Tucker on the opposite side of the basket. She puts in the easy bunny. Makes it 42-58. Loggers against the press. Get it across half court. Here's Matea. Throws that one away. Ladysmith with the ball. Ladysmith. Gets it ahead. Three-point shot is open. It's no good. Rebounded Lily Miller. And Loggers left side. Here's Matea. Going to slow things up. And Loggers get across. Harper with the ball right side now. To Quinnell. And back to Harper. Leah back to Quinnell on the right side. And back to Harper. Now they're going to try the left side. Here's Miller. Finds Rayleigh. Rayleigh, a pump fake as it was almost blocked. She misses it. Ladysmith rebounds, and Rayleigh fouls her. It's going to be Ladysmith basketball. 8:24 to go in this ballgame. Here's Kendra Timmers, Brielle Mesko checking in for the Loggers. Hey, Ladysmith gets it in. No pressure here from the Loggers. They're going to pick her up at half court with this 1-3-1. Ladysmith across half court. Dribbles into the trap, picks it up. They find it, the elbow, kick back out. Here's Gago for three. Oh, and Gago, a big three for Ladysmith. Makes it 58-45. Ladysmith making a game of this, I guess. And a steal. The putback is no good. Going to get a foul on Matea, I believe. Foul on the Loggers on the ground. It's going to be Ladysmith ball by the basket. I think Mike's going to call a timeout here. He is. We're going to see a 30-second timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country. It's a 58-45 lead for the Lady Loggers over Ladysmith with just under 8 minutes to go. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media for a 30-second timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken, and along with Nathan Podwell in Phillips, Wisconsin. Second round playoff action here. 7:53 to go in this ballgame. The Lady Loggers leading the Lady Lumberjills of Ladysmith by the score of 58-45. Ladysmith came out of that and missed a three-point shot. It's the Loggers' ball. Loggers looking to get it across half court. They do. Rayleigh Williams gets the pass ahead from Metzko. She finds Lily Miller for the lay-in, and the Loggers break the press, get the layup. It's 60-45, 7.5 minutes to go. Ladysmith, their turn, into the corner, back up to the top. Little dribble drive in from Gago, finds Tucker by the basket. No good, but Ladysmith rebounds again. Three-point shot on the other side, no good. Who's on the ground to get it? Ladysmith, everyone on it. It's going to be a jump off. They rolled around, switched hands about three times. This one's going to go to the Loggers. All right, Loggers going to have to bring it up against this. Call it a 1-2-2 press against Ladysmith. Loggers get it across, get it ahead to Kendra. Kendra from about 4 feet can't get it to go, gets her own rebound right side, puts it back. Kendra Timmers doing well.